Dociki favak.
God bless those children.
Ande manchota yuren ekis ren.
Help the leaders who are going to help them.
Ta ampiu rop tar kamba afaka itar kasru.
May you bring your light and your life into their lives.
Ye nao ane itundan fiainanao sun fazavano yo an fiainanis ren.
May the children grow up to worship you.
Renekis ren ene ulebe uptsaukas pteranao.
To love you and to serve you.
Itianao sianumponao.
And to live for you.
Ariyainao anao.
And as we turn to your word this morning, I pray, Father, that you will speak to every heart. That you will transform our thinking. And that it will change our living. So that we can bring more glory to you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So I've been doing a series on the gospel.
And
I'm continuing this morning. And we're going to get to talk about the new community. And some of what I'm going to share this morning is just thoughts of my own. For a preacher, that's like confessing your sins up front. Because I'm supposed to share just the word of God. But actually, we mix in our life experience and we talk about some of our own ideas. Because we have an experience of the Word of God. And we want to show its application in real life. And so my subtitle for the message is My Utopian Dream, My Dream for What the Best Could Be. My dream for what the best could be. What could be the best? I was in worship, I just thought of this text from Ephesians. You can turn there if you want to. It's Ephesians 5. Verse 25. Just a few verses. I'm
going
to skip the first half of the verse. And then it says this: Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish.
Ta de tahaka ny tiavan'i Kristy ny fiangonana ka nanolorany tenany amonjy azy mba hamasina azy amin'ny anadiovany azy amin'ny rano fanasana amin'ny teny mba ho raisiny ho an'ny tenany izany ho fiangonana malaza tsy misy pentipetina na fiketronana.
Jesus is washing the church with his word.
Manasan fiangonana amin'ny alalan'ny teniny Jesus.
With the objective that she might become beautiful.
Ary amin'ny zavatra izay ataony mba hahatonga azy ho tsara tarehy.
At the end she will be without spot or blemish.
Ary any amin'ny farany izy dia tsy hisy petipetina na fiketronana.
And he will come back for her.
Ary hiverina indray izy mba ho azy.
And take her to be with him.
Ary haka azy hiaraka aminy.
There will be the wedding feast of the Lamb.
Ary izy an'le fanasana ny zanak'ondry.
Those couple of verses I just read.
Le andalatsoratra masina vitsivitsy vao mivakiko teo reo.
They show something of the magnificent glory of where we are headed.
De mampiseho zavatra mahatalanjona be ny amin'ny zavatra hoe mbola toerana izay andehanantsika.
It's so easy for us to lose sight of where we're going.
Ndraindray mora be amintsika ny tonga dia tsy mahita an'izany toerana andehanantsika izany.
Because in the first place we've never been there.
Satria tsika aloha ny tena izy mbola tsisy tonga tany.
We don't even know the exact road that Jesus is going to lead us on.
Ary tsy fantatritsika tsara hoe ity ny lalana hitarihan'i Jesosy antsika.
And just round the bend there could be tragedy or suffering.
Ary eo ambadika kely eo mety misy fahorinana zava-doza.
And it's sometimes really hard to see the end.
Ary ndraindray tena sarotra be mahita ny any amin'ny farany.
In fact, you can only see it by eyes of faith.
Ary ny tena izy dia ny fomba ahitanao anazy dia amin'ny alalan'ny masony finoana ihany.
You can't even imagine how beautiful it is.
Ary tsy takatry ny sainao mihitsy na ohatra ny ahoana ny hatsara an'ilay izy.
Your human mind is too weak to comprehend the majesty of the church.
Ary ny tena hoe voninahitra izany fiangonana izany tsy takatry ilay fahitantsika ara-nofo.
And on a family day like this,
ary amin'ny fotoanan'ny fianakaviana tahaka an'izao,
I want to speak about the church as the community of God's people.
Ary dia te hiresaka ny fiangonana ako hoe fiarahamonin'ny olon'Andriamanitra io.
And I want you to see how it's part of this gospel story.
Ary tiako hitanareo hoe mbola anisan'ilay tantaran'ny filazantsara ihany izany.
So I'm going to quickly run through the background.
Dia hojerevako kely vetsivety aloha ny ao ambadika izay.
Sin came into the world.
Tonga teto amin'ity izao tontolo izao ity ny fahotany.
Through Adam.
Tamin'ny alalan'ny Adama.
And it spread and caused chaos and trouble everywhere.
Dia niparitaka izany ary niteraka zavatra fikorontanana n'aiza n'aiza misy azy daholy.
All the pain and the brokenness.
Ny fahasimbana, fahapotehana sy ny hery firy rehetra.
The barrenness.
Ary le hoe mahatany foana ohatra ny tsisy nininy.
Failed harvests.
Ary tsy fisimbokatra.
Failed businesses.
Ny asa mandraha ratsy mahomby.
Broken relationships.
Fifandraisana potika.
It's all a consequence of sin.
Izany rehetrarehetra izany dia vokatry ny fahotana daholy.
Some people want to blame God.
Misy ny olona sasany te hanome tsiny an'Andriamanitra.
God never sinned.
Andriamanitra nefa tsy nanota mihitsy.
He is above reproach.
Izy tena hoe ambony tsy misy mahakasika azy.
Blame Adam.
Anome tsiny any Adama.
And blame Adam in you.
Dia omeo tsiny ary ilay Adama ao aminao.
Because you come from Adam.
Satria ianao avao amin'ny Adama.
This is all the problem of sin is it's put the whole world off balance.
Ny olan'ny fahotana dia nanala ny izao tontolo izao ohatrany hoe tsy mifandanjalanja intsony.
There's a restlessness.
Ary misy ady ao.
And the Bible speaks about the sea, the sea of people, the masses.
Ary dia ny Baiboly dia miresaka an'ilay hoe ilay tontolo ngeza be ohatra ny hoe rano be an'ilay olona rehetrarehetra.
It's apocalyptic imagery.
Ary
imagery like from the book of Revelation.
Izany dia fomba fijery tahaka ny bokyn'ny Apokalipsy.
That the people are a restless sea.
Ny olona izany dia tahaka an'ilay ranomasina tsy mitony iny.
And Psalm says, why do the nations rage?
Dia ozy izy ny salama fa maninona ary ny tahaka ny romotra ny firenena.
You just have to read the news.
Vakio ange ny vaovao
hoe. The nations are raging.
Tena ohatrany hoe romotra mihitsy ny firenena.
There is no peace.
Tsy misy fiadanana.
This is a consequence of sin.
Vokatry ny fahotana daholo izany.
The Hebrews had a deep concept of peace.
Ary ny Hebreo dia tena nahatsapa tsara an'izany hoe resaka fiadanana izany.
They used the word shalom.
Ny teny nampiasain'zareo dia le hoe shalom.
We loosely translate that peace.
Ary ny fomba andikantsika an'ilay izy dia hoe fiadanana.
But it had a much richer meaning.
Fa mbola misy dikany tena lalina kokoa noho izany.
Something like nothing is broken and nothing is missing.
Le raha tenena izany ilay izy dia ohatrany hoe tsy misy potika mihitsy ao anatin'ilay izy dia tsy misy zavatra miala mihitsy ao anatin'ilay izy fa feno.
Everything is as it should be.
Hoe ny zavatra rehetrarehetra dia eo daholo araka ny tokony ho izy.
When God created.
Tamin'Andriamanitra nanamboatra sy nahary
before sin came into the world.
Ny lohany nidira amin'ny fahotana tamin'izao tontolo izao.
Everything worked properly.
Ny asa tsara daholo ny zavatra rehetrarehetra.
You planted a seed, it grew.
Raha mamboly vo ianao dia maniry ilay izy.
Every single time.
Isaky manao an'izay.
Into a perfect plant.
Tena toa dia lasa hazo na zavatra maniry tena tsara be.
And there were no weeds.
Ary tsy nisy an'ilay ahidratsy mihitsy.
I try to plant some things in my back garden.
Izany ezaka mba nampoly zavatra ao ambadiky ny tranonay a.
And I scratch my head.
Tena nakotrakotra loatra izao.
And I look at the little mess that grew.
Dia jerevako ilay korontana kely be da be maniry eo akaikiny.
And all the weeds.
Sy ilay ahidratsy rehetrarehetra.
And I think it's not supposed to be like that.
Dia nieritreritra hoe tsy tokony ohatra an'izao ilay izy.
There is no shalom in my vegetable garden.
Tsy misy shalom mihitsy ny ao amin'ilay fambolena kely ataoko.
And you might look at things around you.
Ary mety mijery ny zavatra manodidina anao ianao.
It may even be a relationship.
Mety hoe fifandraisana io.
Or a business thing that's going badly.
Na mety hoe asa mandraharaha izay tsy mandeha araka ny tokony ho izy.
And you scratch your head.
Dia mikokotra ny lohanao ianao.
You look at your spreadsheet.
Well, the
first love letter.
Na le taratas pitiavana voalohan'ny fanoratana reo.
And you say my business wasn't supposed to end up here.
De hoy izy anao tsy tokony hoatra an'izao ny afarany ty asa mandrarahako ty. Tsy izao mihitsy ny plan-ny ty asa ty.
We projected massive sales.
Tena hoe fa zavatra be mihitsy nefa neritreretinay hoe ho azo amin'ity.
It's not my fault there was a coup d'etat.
Tsy fotiko mihitsy ny nampatonga ny fanonganam-panjakana.
Or you look at that first love letter.
Na jerevanao le taratasim-pitiavana voalohany.
And you think, how did I get here?
De hoy izy anao fa ahoana koa raha nitafiditra anata ty?
There is no shalom.
Tsy misy shalom.
It's not supposed to be like this. Something inside of you is saying this is wrong.
De tsy tokony ohatra an'izao le izy ao anatinao misy miteny tsy mety.
When you look at the world around you.
Raha mijery ny tontolo manodidina anao ianao.
You see a baby on a rubbish dump.
Mahita ianao zazakely eny amin'ny fanariam-pako.
You can't help but think it's not supposed to be like this.
Tena tsisy azonao atao afa-tsy mieritreritra hoe tsy tokony ohatra an'izao le izy.
That's what sin did to the world.
Izany zavatra nataony fahotana ho an'izao tontolo izao.
Luke 19 verse 10.
Luka toko fa 7:10.
It says the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost.
Teny hoe fa tonga ny zanak'olona hitady sy hamonjy ny very.
The Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost.
Tonga ny zanak'olona hitady sy hamonjy ny very.
What was lost?
Inona ny zavatra very?
Everything.
Ny rehetrarehetra.
Our lives.
Ny fiainatsika.
The people who are dying without Jesus.
Ireo olona izay maty tsy manana an'i Jesosy.
Fellowship with God.
Ny fifandraisana amin'Andriamanitra.
The ground was cursed.
Voahozana ny tany.
Weeds started to grow.
Maniry ny ahidratsy.
Wild animals tore each other apart.
Ary ireo bibidia dia te mifandramatra.
Shalom was gone.
Lasa le shalom.
The Son of Man came.
Tonga ny zanak'olona hitady sy hamonjy hitondra hiverina indray an'ireo zavatra izay very.
Hitanareo
lehibe kokoa, lehibe lavitra noho ilay hoe Jesosy tonga hamonjy anao fotsiny ilay
izy. Starts.
Mety hoe ho anaso anao, mety hoe eo ny anomboan'ilay izy.
When we bow the knee to Jesus and receive him as our Lord and Savior.
Rehefa mandohalika eo anatrehan'i Jesosy tsika dia mandray azy ho tompontsika sy mpamonjitsika.
But the gospel.
Fa ny filazantsara.
Is bigger than that.
Mbola lehibe lavitra noho izany.
Jesus is doing more than that.
Jesosy manao zavatra mihoatra lavitra noho izany.
In Revelation 21 verse 5.
Any amin'ny Apokalipsy toko faraika amin'ny 20:5.
He who was seated on the throne said,
Izay mipetraka eo ambony seza fiandrianana dia milaza hoe,
I'm making everything new.
Indro avoziko ny zavatra rehetra.
I'm making everything new.
Avoziko ny zavatra rehetra.
Who's doing it?
Izany manao an'izany.
He who is seated on the throne.
Izay mipetraka eo ambony seza fiandrianana.
How is God doing this?
Ahoana nanaovan'Andriamanitra an'izany?
Through Jesus.
Amin'ny alalan'i Jesosy.
It's wonderfully freeing.
Ary dia tena mahafinaritra mihitsy izany hoe tena manafaka tanteraka izany.
Because I think in there somewhere God just said that he's going to take care of it.
Satria ao anatin'izany ao Andriamanitra ohatra miteny hoe izany andray an-tanana anio.
I'm making everything new.
Avoziko ny zavatra rehetra.
At least I don't have to save the world on my own.
Farafahakeliny aloha izaho tsy mila hoe mamonjy an'izao tontolo izao amin'ny alalako rery manokana.
As if you're an environmentalist.
Raha ohatra ianao ka resaka hoe mpiahan'ny tontolo iainana.
It would be really hard to sleep.
Tena mety ho sarotra ho anao ny atory.
If you look at the problems with the environment.
Raha ohatra ka mijery ny olan'ny resaka tontolo iainana misy anao ianao.
But God says, I'm going to make it new.
Fa Andriamanitra nefa niteny hoe izaho no hanavao anio.
This is important though.
Zava-dehibe izany a.
When God plans to make things new, he doesn't discard the old.
Ary tsy hoe raha ohatra Andriamanitra ka niteny hoe anavao ny zavatra rehetra a, tsy hoe ariny miala le taloha.
He transforms it.
Fa ovainy le izy.
Look at Romans 8 verse 18 to 23.
Jereo angeny Romana toko fahavalo andiny fahavalo ambin'ny folo a. Ka hatramin'ny fahatelo amby roapolo.
I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies.
Amin'izao andro ankehitriny izao dia tsy tokony hoarina amin'ny voninahitra izay aseho amintsika, fa izao zavatra ary rehetra izao dia samy maniry fatratra ka miandry ny fampisehoana ireo zanak'Andriamanitra. Fa izao zavatra ary rehetra izao dia nampanekena ho zava-poana, nefa tsy noho ny sitrapony fa noho izay nampanaiky azy, sady nahazo fanantenana koa. Fa izao zavatra ary rehetra izao dia hovotsorana amin'ny fandevozana, dia ny fahalovana ho amin'ny fahafahana izay momba ny voninahitr'ireo zanak'Andriamanitra. Fa fantatsika fa izao zavatra ary rehetra izao dia miara-misento sy miara-marary toy izay efa hiteraka mandraka ankehitriny. Ary tsy izany ihany fa isika koa dia manana ny voalohambokatry ny fanahy aza. Eny, isika aza dia misento ato anatintsika, miandry ny fananganananaka dia ny fanavotana ny tenantsika.
I don't know exactly how it's going to work.
Tsy haiko tsara aloha ohatra ny ahoana no fitranga an'ilay izy.
But God is going to complete the whole process by redeeming our bodies.
Fa Andriamanitra dia amita ny dingana izay efa nataony amin'ny alalan'ny fanavotana ny tenantsika.
Along the way, we have to be crucified. The flesh has to be put to death. We live by the Spirit. And whatever is corrupted and contaminated by sin has to be purged. It's got to be removed and destroyed. But the incredible thing is at the end of the story, you have a resurrected glorious body. Which is a physical thing. It's not just a spirit drifting around the clouds playing a harp. God is going to take you somewhere as you,
where you know you,
who you are.
You're
not going to lose your uniqueness.
Your
identity as a person, it will remain. Sin will be purged. We will be glorified like Christ is glorified. He is the first fruits. And he rose bodily. And ascended bodily. This has to help us to understand the world we're in. Because in the end, when it's destroyed, it is actually renewed. And we don't know exactly how that's going to work. But like sin will be destroyed, and yet we continue. God is going to baptize the heavens and the earth, I mean the universe, in fire. And out of it, God's
going
to redeem something.
But he's
also making it new. We are a new creation in Christ Jesus. There's lots of mystery to this.
tena mister pe da pe o nat în
san. Can't explain exactly how it's going to take place.
Ar ți voazava, ți că mazava, țară ea oana nu fumba atantera can le izi.
But if you make the assumption that everything around you is rubbish.
Al faro ota no zan mano le fetreta no men zava tare tare ta mantit na no de ra ota facu ta ol.
You won't steward the world God has given you properly. If you see a God who can redeem,
a
God who can renew, then you will work in this world to redeem and to renew. You could look at the city
and
say, oh, it's all rubbish, it's going. That's just the kingdom of this world. Jesus come back and destroy it. You lose sight of the fact that God is a redeemer. And he's going to come and destroy just the sin. And what is impure. And he's going to redeem and renew. If we think of discarding, then we discard broken things. We discard the broken world. It's not God's heart. That's why I'm laboring this a little bit.
It's
our view of God's redemption. And even your eschatology, your end times view, will change the way you relate to this present world. The gospel brings a new covenant, a new commandment. Do you know what that is? A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Why? Love is the fulfillment of the law. It actually goes beyond it. So there's a new covenant, a new commandment. And there's a new creation, a new person. Jesus makes you new. Puts in a new heart and a new spirit. The love of God comes alive inside of you. That leads on to a new community. Lots of new people. People who have been born again form a new community. And in the end, a new heavens and a new earth. A new Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
The fulfillment of all of these things. It's a trajectory. The things are moving in a direction. It's the restoration of shalom. Because in the New Jerusalem, the heavenly city, the new heavens and the new earth, there will be no more crying, no more dying. Everything will be as it should be. I look forward to planting my first veggie garden. And I won't even have to have a watering can or a hose pipe. Because it will rain on time. In this whole gospel journey, We have to keep aiming at the end. Understanding what God wants to achieve. And it's not the Garden of Eden. We're not going back. We're going forwards. Towards something more glorious. If sin had never entered the world, the mandate to Adam and Eve was to be fruitful and multiply. They were to fill the earth and develop it, subdue it. They were to bring forth its potential. Adam and Eve first, and then their children. And then their children's children. And soon you would have had thousands in community, spreading out, building cities with no slums, no poverty. Only glorious development. But God had things going somewhere. So we shouldn't be thinking we need to go back to Eden. We need to go forward into a new community which carries the characteristics of the kingdom of God. And this is what you see starting to take place when many people get saved. They're not meant to be alone. In fact, I think God engineered things very cleverly. Because when we read about the gospel being proclaimed at Pentecost,
the
Holy Spirit's poured out, people hear the preaching, they respond with faith, and the book of Acts says 3,000 were added to their number. In 1 town. Jerusalem was big, but it wasn't as big as Tana. So you've got 3,000 people, that's significant. It's significant for a couple of reasons. Maybe because when the law was brought, 3,000
died.
And God's saying, this is a new covenant we're in. Inaugurating something new. God shows that it's the new thing. Significant because 3,000 people can't actually avoid one another that easily. And in fact, they were in stark contrast to the society around them. They met together. They quickly started to get to know one another better.
Let's
look at it in Acts chapter
2,
from verse 41 to 47. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
Ary tokony ho telo arivo ny olona vao nanampy ho isany tamin'izany andro izany ary izy ireo naharitra tamin'ny fampianaran'ny apôstôly sy ny fiombonana sy ny famakinany mofo ary ny fivavahana. Dia raiky tahotra ny olona rehetra teo ary fahagagana sy famantarana maro no nataon'ny apôstôly ary izay rehetra niny dia niray toerana sady ny ombonany avokoa ny fananany rehetra ary namidiny ny taniny sy ny fananany ka nozarainy tamin'izay rehetra araka izay nilainy avy ary dia niray sainy isan'andro izy ka nazotona keo akianjan'ny tempoly ary namaky mofo tao an-trano ka nihinan-kanina tamin'ny fifaliana sy ny fahatsoram-po nideran'Andriamanitra sady nahita fity tamin'ny vahoaka rehetra ary ny olombonjena dia nanampiny tompo isan'andro ho isan'ireo.
What do you notice?
Inona zavatra tsikaritra reo?
They're living differently.
Afa ny fomba fiainan-dry zareo.
They're not living like the world around them.
Tsy niaina tahaka an'ilay tontolo nanodidina anazy izy, ilay tontolo nisy teo amin'ny manodidina azy.
Shalom is coming back.
Ny verina ilay shalom.
Peace.
Nisy fiadanana.
They're at peace with one another.
Tena hoe miavana ny tsirairay.
They enjoy being together.
Ary nankafizin-dry zareo ilay hoe miaraka.
So much that they seek it out day after day.
Tena tiany be ilay izy ka isan'andro zareo nanao an'izay foana.
They're meeting in their homes.
Dia mihona any amin'ny tokantrano any koa ry zareo.
They're meeting in public in big gatherings.
Dia mihona koa izy teo amin'ny toerana malalaka.
They're sharing.
Dia nizara ry zareo, mifampizara.
They're enjoying.
Ary dia nankafiry zareo.
You start to get this feeling, that's nice, that's good.
Dia manomboka manana an'izany fahatsapahana izany ianao, oh, hay tsara izany.
I want to be part of a community like that.
Tiako koa mba ho isan'ny fiarahamonina tahaka an'izany.
Especially the guys who have very little.
Indrindra fa ireo olona izay manana hoe kely ny ananany.
The guys with lots, they were giving their stuff away.
Satria ireo nanana be dia nizara ny zavatra nananany.
Oh, that hurts if you have lots, hey.
Oh, hay, marary izany, raha ohatra ka be ny nananao.
Don't touch me on my wallet.
Aza kitihanao mihitsy ny anahy poketrako.
But there's something fresh about what was happening.
Fa misy zavatra tena ohatra ny vaovao tamin'ilay zavatra nitranga teo.
There's a community.
Misy fiarahamonina.
That's together because of the gospel.
Izay miaraka noho ny filazantsara.
They hardly know who they are yet.
Tamin'ny voalohany zareo tsy mifankalala hoe iza akory izy samy izy.
They're not even called Christians yet.
Mbola tsy nantsoina hoe kristianina akory ary ry zareo.
They're just together because of Jesus.
Fa niaraka fotsiny izy noho ny an'i Jesosy.
But immediately they have love one for another.
Teo ny hoe ry zareo dia nanana fitiavana ny fankaty.
And just about the time they could start to think of themselves as a Jewish community.
De rehefa tena iny izy efa nanomboka nieritreritra hoe fiarahamonina Jiosy iny a.
There's been enough persecution.
De nisy afiza fanenjehana ampy tsara.
That the gospel's going out.
De lanjary ny elina nandeha mivoaka ny filazantsara.
And those silly Gentiles receive the Holy Spirit.
De nahazo ny fanahymasina koa le gentilisa.
Where they hear the gospel.
Adaladala. De rehefa naheno ny filazantsara izy.
And they receive the Spirit.
De naheno nahazo ny fanahymasina koa izy.
And the Jewish community looks at it.
Dia nijery ara ilay fiarahamonina Jiosy.
And the leaders speak.
Dia niteny ilay mpitarika.
And they say, obviously this message is for them too.
Dia ozy izay, ho an-dry zareo koa ka izany ity hafatra ity.
Because they also have the Spirit.
Satria zareo koa nahazo ny fanahymasina koa.
So God has put his endorsement on the gospel being for all nations.
Dia napetrak'Andriamanitra ilay hoe filazantsarany ho an'ny firenena rehetra.
So this community is not a Jewish community.
Kaiti hoe fiarahamonina vaovao ty izany tsy hoe fiarahamonina Jiosy.
It's a kingdom of God community around the gospel.
Fa fanjakan'Andriamanitra fiarahamonina fanjakan'Andriamanitra ao anatin'ny filazantsara.
So it's not a Malagasy community.
Ka tsy hoe fiarahamonina Malagasy izany ilay izy.
It's not an American community.
Tsy hoe fiarahamonina Amerikana.
It's not an earthly community.
Ary tsy fiarahamonina tany.
It's a heavenly community.
Fa fiarahamonina lanitra.
It's been birthed from heaven.
Ary izany dia nateraka avy any an-danitra.
The Spirit of God has come.
Tonga ny fanahin'Andriamanitra.
Setting the people apart.
Ary nanavaka ny olona.
It's a new family.
fianakaviana vaovao le izy, fiarahamonina vaovao.
And it's made up of all different kinds of people.
Ary le izy dia karazan'olona isan-karazany mitambatambatra ao.
And they keep getting together.
Ary dia niaraka foana ry zareo.
Together.
Niaraka.
We were never meant to be alone.
Tsy tokony ho irery isika.
Even when Adam started the journey.
Eny fa na dia tamin'ny Adama aza nanomboka n'le dinga.
It's not good for man to be alone.
Hozy izay tsy tsara raha irery la rehilahy.
God puts the lonely in families.
Apetraka andriamanitra ao anaty fianakaviana ireo manirery.
And the church is a family.
Ary ny fiangonana dia fianakaviana.
The church is many things.
Zavatra be dia be ny fiangonana.
It's the bride of Christ.
Izy a le fofombadin'i Kristy a.
The body of Christ.
Fatan'i Kristy a.
It's an army.
Tafika.
A building.
Trano a.
I mean a spiritual building, eh?
Trano ara-panahy io a.
It's never brick and mortar. It's not a building made of bricks.
Fa tsy le hoe trano vita amin'ny bricks sy mal akory.
It's a temple.
Ary tempoly.
It's a household.
Ary trano, fianakaviana.
These are all pictures the Bible uses.
Ireny dia kisarisary ampiasain'ny Baiboly ireny.
But the one of family.
Fa ny anankiray le hoe fianakaviana.
Is one of the strongest pictures.
Inona anisan'ny kisarisary matanjaka indrindra.
So according to God.
Kan araka an'Andriamanitra.
This here is his family.
Hozy reto eto reto ny fianakaviany.
Obviously it's not all of his family.
Tsy hoe reto rere akory ny fianakaviany a.
But it is his family.
Fa fianakaviany reto.
And so we eat together just now.
Dia rehefa avy eo izao tsika hiaraka hisakafo.
Why?
Fa maninona?
Why? Because we're family.
Satria tsika ne fianakaviana.
Because we're the new community.
Fiarahamonina vaovao tsika.
We even some of us even want to get to know one another.
Ny sasany amintsika raha mba te hifankalala.
We want to get to know one another, so we put name tags on.
Te hifankalala tsika dia nasitsika an'le anarana kely iny.
And then if you like me, you still forget the person's name by next week.
Dia raha ohatra na ianao a, dia parapatonga any amin'ny herinandro dia mbola adinonao indray ny anaran'le olona.
But just because I forgot your name doesn't mean I don't want to know you.
Fa tsy hoe akory raha adiniko ny anaranao dia hoe tsy te halala anao aho izay a.
The question I have.
Fa ny fanontaniana ananako dia izao.
I mean, obviously there are always different circumstances in our lives.
Ie, mazava ho azy hoe samy misy karatrangan-javatra isan-karazany eo amin'ny fiainatsika.
This isn't to manipulate anyone here.
Fa tsy misy ohatra ny hoe fanefitefena ny hafa akory ato fa...
If you... When the meeting's over.
Reva tapitra ny fotoana.
If you want a bullet means go fast. If you want to go fast, straight to your car and go.
Raha ohatra anao ka te tonga dia hirifatra, ohatra ny hoe ohatra ny reny bala ireny izany mandeha aingakaingana be dia makany amin'ny fiaranao.
Why?
Maninona?
What is your measure of revelation of the family of God?
Ahoana ny fomba fandrefesanao an'le hoe
Now, of course there may be other circumstances, like Denny maybe wants to rush home to his wife who isn't well.
Mazava ho azy aloha fa misy ny trangan-javatra isan-karazany eo amin'ny fiainantsika tahaka ny Denny ohatra te handeha aingana izy satria mba hamonjy amin'ny vadiny any an-trano.
As a good husband, he probably should do that.
Amma vady tsara anazy tokony manao an'izay izy.
So when Denny rockets out of here,
karaha ohatra Denny ka tonga dia lasa aingana be ohatra nyireny rocket ireny mandeha miala
eto. The question I have is just this.
Ny fanontaniana ananako dia izao.
Does he have a revelation of the family of God?
Manana ny fanambarana mikasika an'le fianakavian'Andriamanitra ve izy?
I know he does.
Fantatro tsara izy a, manana an'izay izy.
So when he goes,
ka rehefa mandeha izy a,
I'm not worried.
Tsy manahy aho.
I know he'd rather be here.
Fantatro tsara hoe satriny mba ho eto.
But when you go,
fa raha ianao no mandeha.
And this is why we have to get to know one another.
San mahatonga tsika mila mifankalala tsika.
So I can figure out why you're going.
Amin'izay mba fantatro tsara izao ny antony mampandeha ny anina.
Is it because you hate me?
Satria ve hoe halanao a?
Or your family?
San fianakavianao?
You are having lunch.
Le fianakavianao hiara isakafo?
Like if your teenager doesn't show up for lunch.
Ohatra an'le zanako le tanora kely iny le tsy tonga mamonjy sakafo.
It's because he prefers his friends.
Satria aleony miaraka amin'ny namany.
To his own family.
Toy izay araka amin'le fianakaviany.
But you know, you can't get away from us.
Fa ianao tsy afaka mitsoaka miala aminay izany.
Because even if you rush home today.
Satria raha ohatra ka andeha hiazakazaka andeha ody ianao androany a.
I'm gonna die, you're gonna die.
Sa ho faty a, ianao ho faty a.
And then we're gonna be together for eternity.
Dia avy atsika hiaraka hipetraka maharitra mandrakizay mandrakizay.
So you can't actually get away in the end.
Ka
And then you're going to have to listen to me tell you stories. All the ones we couldn't share on earth. And I'll hear about your life. And if that's what heaven's going to hold, why not taste heaven now on earth?
And
tell someone your story today. Enjoy the fellowship of the saints. Enjoy the togetherness of the body of Christ.
Now
in all honesty,
because
we are human beings, let the rest of us who stay not judge anyone who leaves.
Because
you don't know why they have to leave. Let's keep one another free. That's what love would do. It would believe the best. So when you see some of the guys leave, just feel like, oh, I'm sorry, because I know they would rather have stayed. They must have had to go.
Something must be forcing them.
Pray for them. Ephesians 3:10 says, well, I'm going to read from verse 4 to 11. You can hear something of this. In reading this, then, you'll be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to men in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit of God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power. Although I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages was kept hidden in God who created all things. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms according to his eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Ary arak'izany raha mamaky ianareo dia ho hainareo fantarina ny fahafantarako ny zava-miafina ny amin'ny Kristy izay tsy mbola nampahafantarina ny zanak'olombelona tamin'ny taranaka lasa tahaka ny fanambaran'ny fanahy ankehitriny amin'ny apôstôly masina sy ny mpaminany dia ny ahatongavan'ny jentilisa ho mpiray lova sy ho tena iray ary ho mpiombina ny teny fikasana ao amin'ny Kristy Jesosy noho ny filazantsara izay nanaovana ahy ho mpanompo araka ny fanomezan'ny fahasoavan'Andriamanitra izay nomena ahy araka ny fiasan'ny heriny. Eny, izaho izay kely noho ny kely indrindra amin'ny olona masina rehetra no nomena izao fahasoavana izao dia ny hitory amin'ny jentilisa ny aren'i Kristy tsy hitalany ary ny ampahazava ny olona rehetra mba ahalalany izay tondrana ny zava-miafina dia ilay voafina hatramin'ny nanaovana izao tontolo izao tao amin'Andriamanitra izay nanao ny zavatra rehetra mba ampahafantarina ireo fanapahana sy fahefana any an-danitra amin'izao ankehitriny izao ny mahamaro samihafa ny faendren'Andriamanitra amin'ny fitondrany ny fiangonana araka ny fikasana atr'izay izay nataony tamo amin'i Kristy Jesosy tompontsika.
Verse 10 says that it's through the church that he is making his manifold wisdom known.
Eu am nindin fatel fa fulis dem tenem ba am pa fantarna iro fa fanapana sini faefani anendant we am nilalan fengunana no novany anzany.
So easy for us to carry issues with the church.
Tena mora be amintsika ny manana olana amin'ny fiangonana.
Some churches are political.
Men fiangonana sasany mety hoe resaka politika.
Some churches are a show of man.
Ary ny fiangonana sasany mety hoe fampisehoana olombelona.
Some churches are cruel and judgmental over their own people.
Ary ny fiangonana sasany dia ratsy toetra sy mitsaratsara ny olona.
Sometimes there's no grace and you get hurt.
Indraindray tsy misy fahasoavana dia lasa maratra ianao.
Sometimes people say it's just us and Jesus, much easier. But God's eternal purpose was to display his manifold wisdom through the church. We should carry a high regard for the church.
Tokony ataontsika ambony mihitsy ny fijerintsika an'izany hoe fiangonana izany.
I don't mean institutionalized religion.
Tsy hoe resaka hoe fombafomba mpivavahana sy ny ohatra izany ny teneniko a.
Not the named organizations of man.
Tsy le hoe anaran'le organisation napetrak'olombelona.
But hiding inside some of those things.
Dia miafina ao anatin'ny ireny zavatra ireny.
Is the church.
Ao anatiny ireny any fiangonana.
The body of Christ.
Le vatany Kristy.
When I look at the FJKM.
Raha mijery any FJKM aho.
I have to look past the outside.
Dia tsy maintsy mijery an'le miala an'le avy aty ivelany aho.
The organizational stuff.
Hoe le resaka le organisation sy ny rehetrarehetra ao.
Many ideas of which I probably disagree with.
Mety hoe be da be ny hevitra mety hoe tsy ombonako hevitra amin'le izy.
And then I look, where is the body of Christ?
Fa raha mijery aho dia mijery hoe aiza ara le vatan'i Kristy.
Where are the people of God gathering together?
Aiza le olon'Andriamanitra izay miaraka mivory.
There's my family.
Reo le fianakaviako.
There's my family.
Reo le fianakaviako.
Oh, man's got lots of rules.
Ny olombelona mety hoe manana lalàna be da be.
We can create lots of systems.
Tsika koa afaka mamokamokatra hoe ohatra ny zao ny zavatra tokony atao.
God doesn't just throw it away.
Tsy hoe tonga dia atsipin'Andriamanitra miala daholo ireny.
He works to transform and renew from the inside.
Fa miasa izy ao anatiny ao a, manova sy manavao.
Paul goes on.
Then to ifon
Paul. Read from verse 14 to 21.
Then das vakikely ne manomboka amin'ny 15:40 ka hatramin'ny 20.
He says, for this reason I kneel before the Father from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we all ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Ary noho izany no andohaleko amin'ny ray izay azon'ny fianakaviana rehetra any an-danitra sy ety an-tany anarana mba omeny anareo araka ny haren'ny voninahiny ny mba ho atanjahina fatratra amin'ny fanahiny ny toe-panahinareo mba hitoeran'i Kristy ao am-ponareo amin'ny finoana ka amaka sy iorina mafy amin'ny fitiavany anareo mba ahaizanareo mba amin'ny olona masina rehetra ny fantatra tsara izay sakany sy ny lavany ary ahaviny sy alaliny ary alalan'ny fitiavan'i Kristy izay mihoatra noho ny fahalalana mba amenoana anareo ho amin'ny fahafenoan'Andriamanitra rehetra ary ho an'izay mahay manao mihoatra noho ny zavatra rehetra eny mihoatra lavitra noho izay rehetra angatahintsika na Efertsika azy araka ny hery izay miasa ato amintsika ho azy ane ny voninahitra ao amin'ny fiangonana sy ao amin'ny Kristy Jesosy mba amin'ny taranaka farany indrindra mandrakizay mandrakizay. Amen.
To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations.
Ho azy ane ny voninahitra amin'ny fiangonana sy ao amin'i Jesosy Kristy atramin'ny taranaka farany indrindra.
I think I've got to my introductory point now.
Samy eritreritra fa tafaverina tany amin'ilay teboka nanomboako aho izao.
I haven't even been able to describe to you what this new community is like.
Mbola tsy dia voavela belatro tsara taminareo hoe ohatrany ahoana ilay hoe fiarahamonina vaovao.
We saw a little glimpse of it in Acts chapter 2.
Fa nahita jery taratra kely an'ilay izy tsika tao amin'ny asan'ny apôstoly toko faharoa.
But one thing we can be sure of.
Fa ny zavatra tokana hoe azontsika antoka.
There is a new community.
Misy le fiarahamonina vaovao.
God is doing something in his church.
Manao zavatra ho anatin'ny fiangonany Andriamanitra.
And it's for his glory.
Ary ho an'ny voninahiny izany.
And it's through all generations.
Ary ho anatin'ny taranaka rehetra rehetra nanaovany azy.
Let's pray.
Ndao tsika hivavaka.
Heavenly Father.
Re Andriamanitra ray io.
You are our Father who art in heaven.
Ianao ilay Rainay izay any an-danitra.
For those of us in this room who believe.
Ho an'ireo izay ato anatin'ity efitrano ity izay mino.
Who are born again.
Izay nateraka indray.
You have adopted us into your family.
Dia efa natsanganao ao anatin'ny fianakavianao izahay.
Help us to discern and see your family.
Ampio izahay ahay amantatra sy ahita ny fianakavianao.
Help us to see the body of Christ.
Ampio izahay ahita ny vatan'i Kristy.
Help us to understand what the church is.
Ampio izahay ahazo tsara hoe inona moa izany fiangonana izany.
Help us to see beyond the trappings and the structures of man.
Ampio izahay ahita ao ambadika izay mety hoe fandripandrika sy fomba fiasan'ny olombelona.
Help us to see what you see.
Ampio izahay ahita ny zavatra hitanao.
The children you love.
Ireo ankizy izay tianao.
Our brothers and sisters.
Ireo rahalahy sy anabavinay.
The heavenly family.
Ilay fianakavian'ny lanitra.
And may we begin to value her.
Dia anomboka nome lanja azy anie izahay.
To count the church precious.
Ary ho ataonay ho toy ny zavatra sarobidy ny fiangonana.
And to see her as beautiful.
Ary dia ahita azy hoe tsara tarehy izahay.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy.
Amen.
Amen.